So, in the first part of our service this morning, we've looked at Jesus' questions to his disciples at Caesarea Philippi. Who do people say the Son of Man is? Who do you say I am? Now, in this second part, we're going to look a bit further. And you'll be pleased to know, perhaps, we only have three parts to the service this morning. So you're getting there. Now, I wonder what the answers to those questions would be here today if Jesus asked us. Who do we think Jesus is? What does he mean to us? Have we come to know Jesus for ourselves? How does Jesus still work in people's lives today? So, in the second part, let's have a look at what some people have to say about Jesus in answer to those questions. We've got, first of all, a short video, and then we've got two people who are going to share some of their thoughts and experiences, and then we're going to share together from some songs and do some singing together and look for answers there. So first of all, let's have a look and see what comes up on the screen, which will be a surprise for all of us. Okay, thank you very much. Lots and lots of different ideas there from many different points of view. That one which said he's not nearly as important now as he was 2,000 years ago, I think is one that most of us would not agree with, because we're the ones here and now, and that's what we're looking at. So, we'll see. Anyway, we're now going to hear from, first of all, David, and then Pamela, some of their thoughts and ideas in reply to those questions.
Well, I found it a bit difficult in thinking about this because I've always considered myself a Christian without going too deeply into it. So I was brought up in a pretty much Christian family, went to a Christian primary school, though back in the 1960s that was just school, and so developed a very simple faith and the understanding of God and of Jesus. And then I had 20 years away from the church, but throughout that time I still felt that I was a Christian and that I had Jesus with me. So there was no single moment for me of becoming a Christian, though there were several times of reaffirmation. So choosing to go to church through my teens, into confirmation, and then returning to church later on in my life. And of course, there are also many times of doubt. But for me, Jesus is a constant companion. He's a friend that I can always turn to and is a great comfort to me. And I have absolute confidence that he's always with me, that I'm loved and that I'm forgiven. And even when I'm too busy to talk to God, or too tired to talk to God, or too important to talk to God, I always know that he is alongside me, helping me and guiding me.
Okay, thank you very much, David, for sharing those thoughts. So I think David would certainly say that Jesus is not less important in his life now than Jesus was of being around 2,000 years ago. It does make a difference. Now, Pamela.
When Sylvia asked me to sort of share a little something about who Jesus is, And I thought about it, and it's simple. It's, he is my God. More importantly, he is my Savior. And like David, I didn't have this road to Damascus sort of meeting with Jesus. There was no bright lights. There were no bells, shout, or anything like that. But God is so gracious in that he meets you right where you are. And, you know, he knows I'm not the sort of person who likes bright lights and bells and whistles and trumpets and all that stuff. But he, like David, he nurtured me in a wonderful, close, loving family, not only family as father and mother, but in a church as well. And I've been just so blessed with a group of friends that I grew up with. We did everything together. We studied the Word of God together. We shared our joys and our sorrows together. And above all, we had, and God provided, a wonderful, wonderful man who was like a godfather to us. And he taught us in Sunday school, and he gradually brought us to the knowledge of God and knowing Jesus as our Savior. And I know that that is so true for not only for David, but for so many of you. And one question that's being asked here is, in what ways has Jesus worked in our lives? And praise God, Rosemary was just talking about Jeremiah. And in the midst of all this, how can we say that Jesus is not relevant? And I'd just like to share a verse that has from Jeremiah that has become so personal and so wonderful to me. And that's taken from Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. And God, through Jeremiah, tells his people, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." Isn't that what we all want? And how many times, you know, one of these days we're probably going to do a Trivial Pursuit question as to how many times Jesus has said, "Peace I give to you." How many times has Jesus said, "Don't be afraid"? And in these troubling worlds, that's one thing I found that Jesus has been so real to me in these past few years. It's just peace. He gives you the peace which passes all understanding. And I hold this verse very, very dear to my heart. Thanks.
Thanks, Dave. Well, I'm reliably informed in answer to one of those questions that if we read the Bible from cover to cover and make careful notes, it tells us in the course of the Bible, "Don't be afraid," 366 times. Not exactly in those words, but in all kinds of words, but 366 times. So that's one for every day of the year to remind us, and an extra one for a leap year. Okay, so finally this morning, we're going to take a few minutes to think about why it's important for each of us and for everybody else to know who Jesus really is. What difference can the answer to Jesus' questions, "Who do you say that I am?" make in our lives for us today, now? The questions and answers did make a difference to the first disciples, as we've already seen, although at the time I think they didn't realise how much difference it was going to make. But from this point onwards, we can see that Jesus' teaching in the New Testament changed. Jesus' teaching was considerably more difficult because then he was explaining to them about his crucifixion and resurrection. There was going to be a lot more to discipleship than those first disciples had realized, and it was going to be a whole lot more challenging than they'd anticipated. Well, of course, we have an advantage over those first disciples because we're looking at the gospel story from a different perspective. We know what happened next. It's in the past for us, but it was still in the future for them. So we know about Jesus' death on the cross for our sin, so that now we can be assured of God's forgiveness in our lives, because Jesus has already paid the price for the things that we do wrong. And we know that that's true when we know and acknowledge him as Lord of our lives. We also know about Jesus' resurrection, which took those first disciples so completely by surprise, even though he told them about it a few times. And we know that Jesus, as he predicted, has already conquered death, and that he is alive forevermore, and that he's willing to be with us in every part of our lives, and that he's made it possible for us to begin here and now eternal life with God. We too, of course, have to go through that experience which we call death, but death as a part of life which can lead us on, can lead us on to what has been promised to be the next step in a new, exciting, and more wonderful future in God's nearer presence. I think we have to wait to find out really what that is like. If people say eternal life, it's very hard for us to imagine because we are not living in eternity in a sense. We are living in a time-bound situation at the moment, at this stage. Wow, well, that's a lot to think about today. So how can life be different for us here and now if we know, or if we're at least starting to discover the answer to Jesus' question, who do you say that I am? And if we then invite him into our lives as Lord and Saviour. Well, I think during the course of the service, we've already discovered quite a lot of things which we've heard, or we've sung about, or we've thought about, which should be able to be present in our life. Maybe it's not something that's not in the lives of people who don't know Jesus as Lord and Saviour to the same extent as in our lives if we do. It's not that it's not there at all, but it's there increased, if you like, for us. So I'm going to ask for ideas in a minute. What do you think we particularly have in our lives because we know who Jesus is and because he is our friend, Saviour, the one who forgives us, and so on? Now, we usually say answers on a postcard, please. So this morning we're going to say answers on a balloon, please. And I just need some help now from a few people who can write on balloons. We have the balloons, we have the pens and everything else. And it seemed to me that Ian might be a good person to come and help us do that. And Mercedes? And I think you'd better bring Mum as well, because we definitely need people who can spell the words. So help us as a spelling advisor, and we'll have a family effort on this.
A black
Now, as they also say, here's one I made earlier. Okay? So I'm sure joy is something that we have in our life. That's example number one. And we'll put it over this side here. When we've done, so we know what we've done. Okay, what else are we going to write on there? Suggestions, please. Peace. Okay, good. Forgiveness. And that might be a harder one. Right. Oh, lovely. Comfort. Forgiveness. Good. Love. Harmony. Oh, that's a very good one. Yes. Harmony. Yes. Calm. Okay. Good. That goes alongside the peace, doesn't it? Calm. Harmony. Yes. We've got lots more balloons here. Happiness. That's a very good one. Happiness. Yep. Guidance. That's another good one. Reassurance. Yep. Assurance or reassurance? Reassurance.
Yeah, I'm doing that one.
Oh, reassurance.
I'm doing that one.
Mum's gonna. Are you doing that one?
Yeah, I'm
doing that one. Oh, right, she's doing that one. Okay. Hope. Yep, that's a good one. Sorry?
Faith, yeah.
Faith. Okay, that's not a hard one. Faith? Yep.
Guidance. I've done that.
We've got guidance.
Kindness.
Kindness? You're better at hearing than I am.
Yeah.
That's good.
Light.
Caring, that's another good one. Right, anything we've left out there? We've got more balloons. Wisdom, yes. Wisdom. Nobody's mentioned that yet. Wisdom. Support, yep, that's another very good one. Independence, yes, yep, okay. How about courage?
Courage.
Well done. Keep going. You've got some more. Right, we've still positivity. Right, that's yours, Sheila. Well done. Yep. Positivity. Oh. How about another one that's not so easy? Endurance. Keeping going.
Endurance?
Tolerance. Yes, that's a good one. Tolerance. Whoa.
Ian's going great guns over there. Any more? Yeah.
Did we mention strength yet?
Strength, yeah.
Yeah, we've got that one. Okay. Hope we've got. Strength we've got. Okay, let's add respect.
Respect, okay.
For ourselves, for others, and for God.
Respect.
Okay, any last one? Ivy? Faithfulness. Absolutely.
Well, we've got it already.
Have you got it?
Faith, okay, faithfulness.
Faithfulness, yes. Right. Okay. No, don't go away. Just put the ones that aren't.
Oh, okay. No,
just put the ones that aren't written on down there out of the way.
Right, I think that's quite a lot of things, quite a lot of important things in life for us to have in our Christian life.